with all these various pressures and new regulations and new papers on what people should be doing, and obviously one of the key ones being Walker, how do you think people have reacted? Do you think they've reacted well?
Well, I think everybody gets it. I mean, obviously, investors, you go right back to the beginning of it. Investors, and I suppose we always have to talk about stakeholders. All the stakeholders want to understand the risks of the investment and the, you know, the old calculations of beta, which you remember from years ago, are very firmly still on investors' minds. Where is the potential downside of this, and how do I measure that against the potential upside? And so investors and other stakeholders need to understand that. And so I think that's the, you know, that's the key point to make about that sort of measurement of risk, really.
And do you think the impact of BP, with all the traumas they've gone through and more greater focus on assessing risk and crisis preparedness, do you think that will have a bigger effect? Or
Yes, I think environmental risk is going to increasingly whiz up the chart in terms of, I mean, it's interesting to note that, you know, large numbers of people are spending a great deal more on communicating their environmental and CSR policies these days. Some of them are producing standalone reports, which are very, very helpful in providing insight into their policies on this. Some of them are mandated. Carbon outputs, for example, are an obligation. Some of them are just best practice, and you can see some really, really good ones. I mean, Rio Tinto does a super job in terms of communicating. I guess you'd say, well, they've got to, haven't they? Because of the nature of the business in which they work. But there are some good examples of that. But I think we're going beyond that now. It's interesting to note that GRI and others are working towards a standard which links financial information with environmental information through something called the XBRL. And so creating a taxonomy, and a language that's used to communicate that, which can then be processed automatically. So now you've got the potential, and I guess I might well be retired by the time this happens, but the ability to be able to process risk information electronically in the way that the company wants to portray it, gosh, wouldn't that be a great thing?
I've even heard of extending balance sheets to talk about environmental costs of
triple bottom line, and, you know, yeah. And I think that's right. I mean, that's not a new expression, but I think that's absolutely right. And there's some people produced a book the other day called One Report, some months ago, called One Report, and that idea of integrating information all the way throughout the company's story on risk and other things come to that is important.